So this week for my reflective journal, I'm going to be discussing what I perceive to be challenges facing the profession of an athletic trainer and why. So going off of this, I would say like the big challenge I see in this profession is like the availability slash just like the general knowledge of what an athletic trainer is. Coming from where I'm from, back at home, my high school had one athletic trainer, and he did every sport. He was contracted out through our orthopedic clinic back at home, back in my hometown. So he would do AT in the evenings, and in the mornings he'll be at his orthopedic clinic, physical therapy clinic, in the mornings and stuff like that. And so like when 3 o'clock, 3:30 came around, he'd be there. And then sometimes throughout the day he'll stop in. But I just feel like a lot of athletic trainers aren't readily available. But like now the profession is a lot more needed now because youth sports and just sports in general, high school sports and just athletics in general is just becoming a lot more popular now than it was like 10, 15 years ago. So like now you got like athletic trainers being required for middle school sports. Some high schools that didn't have athletic trainers prior are having them now because like the injuries are becoming much more prevalent because, you know, bodies are adapting now and stuff like that. But I just feel like the availability is not really there because not really people know about the professional athletic trainer. You've had like general med doctors be like standing athletic trainers, but like the actual sports medicine professional, it's not really been there. So I feel like now that people are starting to recognize that, we do need somebody that specializes in that sports medicine area, you're going to see a lot more of an increase in these hiring process for athletic trainers. And like I said, just getting like that word out about what an AT is and what they do. The classic stereotype of like, this is just like, we were just people that fill up water bottles and tape ankles is starting to fade out more because our role is becoming much more prevalent. You can see that in like televised games. You're recognizing like the athletic trainer more and more. Like whenever somebody gets hurt, you'll hear the announcer say or the sideline reporter say their athlete's been taken off into the athletic trainer clinic or room, or he's with the athletic trainers being evaluated. So the knowledge is getting out there, like the word spreading, which is a good thing. But like I said, that was a challenge. Because even though like it's getting out there more, it's not as prevalent as like a person that says they're a physical therapist. Somebody knows what that is off bat. You tell somebody that you're an athletic trainer, they ask you what's that involved. And usually they just assume that you're a personal trainer, but then you got to go into, I do this, this, and this. And you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So you're in, and it'll eventually say, like, so you're like, the team doctors, like, or such. But you're like, you're really not like the team doctor, but it's close enough, I guess. But, I would just say that's a few challenges that ATs facing their profession right now. I feel like me about to be a certified AT soon, I'm really trying to like push that narrative of like ATs are super important when it comes to sports, because we are that first line of like people that the athlete sees whenever they get hurt. That role is super important to getting the athlete to where they got to go and back to being where they were before an injury or whatever condition they developed. So hopefully this like our trend and athletic trainers continues to go into the positive direction. And that's my reflective journal for the week.